Good morning. Today is Thursday, March the 29th. Holy Thursday. Who better to be with than Mr. Quello?
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
The list is pretty long, I know. But And we can also say opening day. Who better to be with than Mr. Quello?
I think that's something to celebrate.
And I think the answer is probably the same.
Yeah.
You know, if we were at the ballpark today.
Oh, that would be nice. Maybe in without fog.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, without Rusty Staub, too. He died this morning. It was funny. You know, I still enjoy the thought of the Montreal Expos. And I know they're in line to get an expansion, but there was something about having a Canadian.
I agree.
National League team and a Canadian American League team.
Exactly.
But playing there in April.
Yes.
No, perhaps, I wouldn't look forward to that.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, boy. So good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I am enjoying the week.
Me
Don't
too.
Ask me why, because I can't figure it out, but I'm just kind of having fun this week.
You might as well, right? It's going to be crazy every week. Might as well have fun with it.
Yeah, yeah. Running around, all the goofy stuff that's out there. How about out of Redwoods? Anything crazy week?
We are overwhelmed with good stuff happening down at College of the Redwoods. I think the biggest thing that's out that the public is probably gaining awareness about is free tuition for 2018-19 if you are a new college student.
Now, is that a CR event or is that a community college event for the state?
It's funding from the state. They gave some broad parameters about how to utilize the funds. It was encouraged to use it for this type of purpose, and therefore we wanted to meet the intent of how it was being given to the community colleges. Seemed like a good opportunity to ensure that anyone and everyone that comes to CR has the opportunity to do it for next to no cost.
Yeah, you haven't looked at the textbook cost. Don't give me that.
Well, exactly. There's that
and
as well.
Lunch. Yeah. I mean, yeah, come on, man.
There are other costs involved.
There you go. One of the things that when I heard about it, I kind of went, ah. There's always been the challenge of funding from the state.
Correct.
You know, and tuition doesn't cover the whole cost, and you got student fee. Okay. And when it comes about budget time from the state, it's always, you know, hold your breath. How are we going to have to get creative? Okay. Here comes this down, and okay, there's all the tuition now waived for a period of time, a window of opportunity, if you will. Does that cover what tuition should be covering, or is it the same thing, just kind of wrapped a little bit differently from your perspective working with the budgets?
So in clarifying how this free tuition works, if you're a first-time college student, you're a California resident, you take 12 or more units, which is basically a full-time load, then your enrollment fees get waived. Now, a large percentage of folks that attend College of the Redwoods already have their enrollment fees waived under what's called the BOG waiver. So between these two sets of support, you end up being able to provide the vast majority of people the opportunity to attend without paying enrollment fees.
And a BOG waiver is economic strata?
Yeah, it's based on your household income.
Okay.
So, you know, it's fortunate that the governor sees education as a priority, established these funds to be utilized this way, but with the change in the governorship, whether those funds are in place down the road, we don't know. Really encouraging people to, if you've been sitting around wondering, should I do this, should I not do this? The one thing that's been holding me back is I couldn't afford it. Now's the time to move.
With the class schedules as they are, are there more classes at nighttime too? So if somebody's already working and either they want a career change or they're in a spot where they just, you know, they can't not work.
Right, exactly.
To be able to take, working with that component also so that night classes are more readily available?
So there are night classes. There are classes that take place on Saturday. There are classes that take place during the summer. It's been interesting traditionally through time that the night classes have not been well attended. And so I think that may be in our area with 4% unemployment. You have a lot of folks that are working already and just don't have the energy at the time, you know, at the end of the day to go take a class.
Yeah. Or to pay their bills, apparently.
Well, I think what we're seeing, though, is that the enrollment has stabilized. We're hoping that this will give a lift to the number of people that can come to school. I think once they're at College of the Redwoods, they're successful for a semester or two, they're going to realize it's doable. I think for a lot of people who haven't experienced college, it seems intimidating. They're not sure whether they're going to succeed or not. The beauty of CR is you're in small classrooms with 20 plus students. You got teachers that can really focus on you and direct individualized efforts. Your chances of success are magnified.
Yeah, I would think if you haven't gone to school, the concept of a four-year degree as the ultimate target or a two-year degree, that mountain seems awfully tall.
Well, it's interesting,
yes. In addition
to
all other of life's responsibilities, and now I also have to carve out 8 to 10 hours a week for every class, allowing for homework, to be able to do something. Boy, how's that going to happen?
Yeah, I
and
think
it kind of stalls at that point.
Yeah. Well, we've been telling our younger population for 5, 10, 20 plus years, go get a four-year degree, and that's correct. But at the same time, what got lost along the way is you don't just need a four-year degree. You can get a two-year degree and actually make as much, if not more, as someone with a four-year degree. The trades are in desperate need of people at this point, and you can end up making $100,000 plus in the trades. So these options that were very viable culturally kind of got left along the way, and we painted one path for everyone.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Marty Coelho from College of the Redwoods. All kinds of stuff going on out there, Marty, in addition to the free tuition, but certainly I would think that the tuition is something that is getting discussion. You're getting talk. Are you getting that feedback that people are excited or that it has opened the door, that it is going to set the stage to accomplish the goals that you and the administration and the state folks were hoping for?
I think that remains to be seen. We know from the research that the monetary impact of going to school is a barrier. To say it's the only barrier or the largest barrier would not be correct. There are many aspects to the decision-making of going to college. So at the end of the day, we're going to see if this has an impact. I think we all remember the days of when our brothers or sisters or aunt and uncles or et cetera were able to go to community colleges for free. People seem to really like that. I think overall it probably benefited our society.
You know, in marketing, one of the caveat or the basic premises, free is good.
Free is good, but what's interesting about free sometimes is that people then don't place a value on it if you hand it to them for free. I think what they'll happen, though, is if people come out and experience CR, they're going to realize that what they're getting for free is top-notch education. The faculty that teach at CR are oftentimes teaching up at HSU. They're easily of comparable ability, and we like to say, and then some. And the fact that you get to be in a classroom of 20-plus people, the fact that you're in a classroom and someone could be as young as 15 and as old as 70-plus, the fact they're from all different economic, social backgrounds, you know, the diversity is there, and our students have come out of CR saying that one of the best benefits was actually being in a classroom where you were in situations where you had to work and discuss situations with other students who weren't like you. And regardless of your politics in society now, we all agree that we need that. Yeah. Oh, the age thing is huge. But maybe that's because you and me are getting a bit older.
That's like the third or fourth time this week that age thing has popped up. One of the things that I find really intriguing is that dynamic of trying to erase age. Because it's really, I mean, if you're, let's say you're 18, and you're in a class with somebody that is the age of your folks and your grandparents, and trying to treat them as peers or equals.
Right.
That's still, I mean, you know, deference to your elders, right?
It is,
that
and I think
still is a tough thing, even now that I'm, as you so nicely pointed out, a little bit further along on that continuum than I was before. It still is something, you know, that is, I guess it's hardwired or baked into me. You know, that's tough. You know, somebody who's younger, okay, they may have more insight and stuff. I'll listen to them. But for those that are older, I still will tend to defer to their experience.
And that may or may not be a cultural pattern. Well, no, if people that are younger may or may not look at their elders as necessarily having that knowledge and experience because they don't know what that means yet at this point. I think the beauty of our classrooms is that, yes, you're going to interact with people of all different age ranges. And guess what? That's called the workplace.
How about the teachers? Are they, I don't want to say comfortable. You're teaching at a four-year school. You're pretty locked into that 18 to 25 age group. I mean, you may have a couple of outliers, but by and large, that's going to be your core group. I would think it would be more fun to teach at a junior college.
I would think
so. Than it would be at a four-year because of that range and the dynamics. And you are going to be, you know, in math, okay, it's tough to challenge. But if you're in history or poli-sci or archaeology or journalism or any of those things where personal interpretation is there, it's going to be a far more dynamic setting.
Oh, I would think so. When I taught up at Humboldt State, some of my best students were single moms. They're the most motivated, dedicated people and brought life experience to the classroom. So at CR, you're getting a lot more of that. And I would think for the faculty, that creates a much richer dialogue between people and different perspectives. I think it's a enriching learning experience overall to be surrounded by people who are different than yourself.
What percentage of the student body are of Humboldt County, either originally or have been here for like 10 or 15 years? So if you say Lolita, they know where Lolita is. Or if you say Soames Bar, they know where Soames Bar is.
So essentially 40% of Humboldt and Del Norte's high school graduates at some point end up at CR. We've had 180,000 plus students since we opened our doors. And so the amount of folks in Humboldt and Del Norte County that at some point have taken a CR class, pretty significant.
So that would be enough at least to be able to have on the ground discussion, and that more reality is
right.
What I was kind of getting to.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, somebody from 8 hours away, what do they know about the area? You know, they still have the deer in the headlights look when they see a tree or an ocean or, you know, some
right.
of the things that we understand to be regular and routine things.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, you had the guts to bring in a list, and obviously, you don't know how I like to treat lists, so we're going to take a break instead.
Okay. You're the boss.
Maybe a little bit more baseball, maybe a little bit more education. But it certainly is a dynamic time of the year. Are we in registration right now?
April 30th.
So it's coming around the corner.
The general public can register for classes at CR.
Okay.
And so April is generally...
How about the sergeant public or the private public? And so the general... Okay, fine. It's 8:30.
It's early.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Marty Quello from College of the Redwoods. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, American Ag Credit, Lolita Cheese, and Redec. Marty, a lot of times this time of the year, it's either budget, it's graduation. Yeah, okay. It's kind of, yeah, we can mail in that show.
Yes.
But I would think that one of the challenges and one of the fun things about working with a facility, a business, an organization like CR, is that you're not locked in. You have that flexibility. You can do things differently because almost your mission statement requires you to do things differently, to react to whatever the community's needs are. How dynamic does that make CR versus some of the other educational institutions in the region? Region being like the Bay Area North?
I'm not sure I could compare us to other institutions not having enough knowledge about them. I know that the environment at CR is one of how can we always be better? How can we do things in a different way? Just because we've done it in the past, do we really have to do it that way again? Where can we partner with Humboldt State? Where can we partner with local businesses to try to get them the employees and the employee skills that they need so that they can be successful? I mean, how can we be a benefit to the community at large? And we have a lot of people that are very vested in that mission and ensuring that the people that are part of the CR experience end up being successful. CR is partnering with Humboldt State University at the end of April to host the North Coast Homelessness Summit. We're trying to reboot the conversation around homelessness here in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. I think for the vast majority of people in the North Coast, this subject has become pretty overwhelming. And
fatigue, too.
It is fatigue. And you go, well, there's no progress being made. Well, yeah, there is progress being made. But we're not necessarily in a situation where we're bringing community leaders together to share that information and to figure out what's next steps. And how do we educate our community that the homelessness population is not a population, it's made up of populations. And therefore, when we're seeing somebody on the street who's scary, that we think is going to break into a car or steal from us, that is not the sole representative of people that are homeless. And that, you know, we got to look back into our hearts and what can we do to help? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it means to be an American, right? To try to look out for your fellow man. I think we're, you know, at the end of the
nice
day.
Nice timing with each Easter week, by the way.
Well, there's a lot of things coming together at once here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think we're all fried on the what I call the 5% that when you try to help them, they just want more and they do nothing necessarily for that help. I think our feelings for that 5% end up jading us to helping the 95% who really do need our help and are appreciative in that we can further them in their lives. We could spend all our efforts trying to prevent the 5% from abusing whatever system we put in place. They're going to abuse the system, regardless what system we put in place. It's really trying to focus on the 95%, and we need to reestablish our conversation here in the North Coast that the 95% of people that are homeless, they really need help. And the sad situation is Humboldt State, College of the Redwoods, St. Joseph Medical System, when we try to bring people in from outside the area to get a job here, they'll spend a couple days trying to find a home. Good luck. The inventory is so impacted. I went on the internet the other day just as a lark. Hey, can I find a one-bedroom apartment that I could potentially live in? So I pulled up an app for apartment hunting. I don't know if it was a good one or a bad one. I plugged in from basically Fortuna to McKinleyville. I found one-bedroom apartment. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it did kind of indicate to me that there's probably not a lot of inventory, which is what you hear everywhere. So if we can't even house people that are coming in with high skills that probably have the funds to pay first month and last month's rent, how in the heck are we going to help those who are less affluent or homeless?
KINS, News and Information Times, 841. We'll be back with more from Marty.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Marty Coelho. Marty, one of the things that you guys are doing is a little special event using the track.
Yes. Starts on the track and goes around campus.
Okay, so it's just kind of like a new student then on the first day of school, kind of getting lost and checking out the campus.
It allows the public to come see the CR property. It's the dash of color.
Oh, that's the way it's said. Okay, yes. Sorry about that.
No worries. It's one of those events that is a blast. You usually get about 500 people out there. It's a real family event. I've never seen so many smiles in my entire life. The football players and track athletes end up doing a lot of the volunteer work. It's just a fun community event, and you come out and you get colorified CR style. So
that means like water balloons with paint get thrown at you?
No, it's just colored starch.
Oh, okay.
And so it's easy enough to clean up. So yeah, April 8th, 10 a.m. in the morning. It ends up being a pretty popular event. We get a lot of people that return for that. We also have our Women in Construction event that's happening towards the end of the month. We're doing a lot of demonstrations, exhibits, and speakers about introducing women to construction and the trades. About 9% of the trades is now made up of women. Only 2% are in construction. But the fact of the matter is 10,000 people a day are turning 65. Hopefully they're getting the opportunity to retire. The trades are desperate for people to step in and build their skill bases within the trades. And companies are looking more and more to women to replace these, what I think we're seeing traditionally as male roles, and finding the skill base, the knowledge, the dedication of their female employees to be equal, if not better, than what they're facing in their male employees. So,
you mean less motivated by a six-pack of beer?
Well, I think that when you're a young lady and you're learning, going into a non-traditional job where it's predominantly males and you're learning those skills and you're in that environment,
you have to prove yourself.
And even more so than they're already faced with in our society.
Well, in the old days when you're swinging a hammer, okay, but now with the power gun,
the skill
base. It doesn't take the physicalness.
The skill base that you need and the knowledge that you need and your project management skills that you need to develop within construction, the fact that the houses are going under all sorts of new green rules as they're going forward, it is just a constantly changing industry. And the fact of the matter is the jobs are opening up. So if you're a woman who likes to work outside, work with their hands, likes to do project management, just likes that form of work, or like to at least try it, those opportunities are there.
Windows have opened up.
Yes. Open the doors.
Yes. To follow their heart, so to speak.
Yeah. And hopefully next year we'll do a career education for women.
Is this a workshop? Is it like a mini convention? Is it a series of seminars and classes?
We'll actually have activities that for all different age groups so that they can actually go out. Younger people can experience working with some of the tools and equipment. We'll have demonstrations by our female students and could be door hanging, to how you install windows, to try and just expose people to all the different aspects of building a home.
Sounds like a do-it-yourselfer paradise.
It is, to a certain degree. And I think a lot of folks are not aware that CR builds a house every year, very similar to like what McKinleyville used to do. But not only do we build our house, we're putting in all the wiring, we're doing the solar work, we're putting in the cabinets. Our faculty at CR in this program are trying to pull in other disciplines, maybe from the art side, to come in and work on the house. It really is becoming kind of a campus-wide project.
Does that include the architectural renderings?
Drafting, exactly.
Everything?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Putting the plans together. Yeah, it really is a unique situation. I was just out at the house a few weeks ago, and a gentleman who was probably in his, I'd say his 40s, was rebooting his career, and he had been up at Humboldt State, he had been out in the workplace, and he said, man, this program is incredible. He says, being able to learn all of this hands-on and work with these types of people, he says, this is the best educational experience I've ever had.
I can't imagine not having the tactile experience. You got to do whatever it is. You got to do it.
Right.
Not just study it. And I think too often it's the studying instead of the doing.
Well, I think the same thing can be said on the academic side of the house. You got to learn job skills before you walk out the door.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brent.
See everybody tomorrow.